And now we're going to do a very simple exercise for sending healing energy into the past. For this exercise, you will need a slip of paper. So you don't need a big piece of paper, you just need a little sheet. So you can tear off a piece of paper. Lots of tearing sounds. It's awesome. All right. So you've got a pen and a little piece of paper. This exercise is so simple, and yet it's so effective. I've actually, for the last, 10 or more years, I've been sending healing energy back to the past, to when I was still in the womb. My birth mother was an unwed mother, and there was a lot of stress and trauma going on for her. And it definitely was, I realized as an adult that that was still impacting me in my adult life, and that I was not feeling safe on the planet. It was like I shouldn't even be here. You know, it was just felt hard to just be a human being on the planet. And that had to do with pre-birth stuff that I had picked up. So I have sent lots and lots and lots of healing to that section of time. And there are other situations from when I was a child as well that I send healing to also. So I want you to think of one situation that caused trauma, or even a whole section of your childhood. So certain ages or certain years, certain calendar years, right? So I want you to write that down. Write your name, like in the example that I just gave, I would write down Maya Zahira. And then, when I'm writing for myself, I don't worry about it sounding all gloriously perfect. I probably would write down, you know, while I was in the womb. Womb time. You can also just send healing. You can write down my entire childhood. That's okay, too. You can write down the car accident in 1983. You can write down just one thing, or you can write down a handful of things. So you write your name at the top, and then write down one or more things from your childhood. Again, it can be specific situations that happened, specific events, a specific event that happened. Or it can be like ongoing, you know, if there was a systemic issue that was happening through your whole childhood, just write, you know, my whole childhood. Or if it was just when you were a certain age, write that down. There's really no right or wrong here. And then you are going to fold up this piece of paper. Just fold it into a couple of pieces so that you can easily fit it into your hand. And then you're going to put it between your hands, cup your hands slightly. And whether you know Reiki or not, every single person is born with a healing ability. And so you're actually going to send healing into this piece of paper. And so as you're intending to do this, I want you to imagine the space between your hands is filling with light. So your hands are cupped, and you've got the paper between your hands. And your hands are not totally flat. There's actually some air. There's some space between your hands. Just imagine this filling with light, sending healing. If you are someone who has been attuned to Reiki, then I want you to send Reiki energy. And Reiki energy is channeled from the top of your head. It's universal life energy sent from the top. It comes in through the crown of your head, into your head, down into your heart, out through your shoulders, out through your arms, and out the palms of your hands. This is unlimited supply of universal healing energy. And even if you have not learned Reiki yet, you can still call on this universal energy. And you may feel your hands getting hot. You may feel tingling in your hands. Or you may feel nothing at all, and that is okay. If you have been attuned to Reiki level 2 or higher, then you can also draw the Reiki symbols on here, on your paper, to empower that healing even more. And for those of you who are here for class, you can do that later. You can open up your paper and draw those symbols on there. Some of you also know how to use crystals, which will come later in our lessons. You'll learn how to use a crystal along with Reiki with this paper technique, so that this healing intention can be receiving healing for 24 hours straight without you having to hold the paper constantly. So you'll be learning how to do that. For now, we can simply hold the paper and just meditate and send healing. And it is truly so simple, yet so powerful. It's surprisingly powerful considering how simple it is. If you're someone who likes to visualize, then you can even imagine healing light going down, like sunlight shining down from the heavens onto that area of your timeline. And as that healing sunlight shines down, healing that whole part of your life, you feel this gentle ripple effect coming back to you in the here and now. Knowing that some of those patterns that may have that may have existed because of those past situations, those negative patterns are unwinding themselves and recalibrating. And take a nice gentle breath. We're going to release our energy from this healing, and you can return to it on your own at a later time. And for now, I'd like for you to relax your hands. You can remove that paper and gently open your eyes.